I think that we've alienated so many men in the culture that the men just, I think that a lot of them just given up. And I think also look outside the box. If you're looking for a man, don't, I think that 6 foot man making a certain amount of money, there's other people out there. And sometimes you have to kind of look past
superficial qualities.
Yes.
Welcome to Manosphere Highlights Daily. Yesterday's video featuring Marshall Brockway hit a nerve, and for good reason. He said out loud what many, 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 many men are quietly thinking. Modern women just aren't worth the effort anymore.
Women are just, they're just too much, bro. They're just too much. They're not worth, I just don't think they're worth it anymore. Were they ever worth it? Maybe. But I don't think they're worth it no more.
And now, Dr. Helen Smith, yes, the Dr. Helen Smith from the iconic Men on Strike, has stepped in and basically confirmed the entire thing. The book dropped 12 years ago, and now, in 2025, it hits harder than ever. She gave an interview with the Atlas Society not too long ago where she lays it all out. But now that it's coming from a woman, and a PhD no less, it's no longer incel rhetoric, right? Let's get into it. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do. Because we many.
So this is a great question from Facebook. I was thinking about this too. Alan Thomason asks, why do you think young men are lost without many role models and turn to extremes like Andrew Tate? Are you familiar with Andrew Tate? Okay, mm-hmm. And then just, yeah, talk a little bit about the pickup artist type, fads out there and why they're so popular.
Well, I mean, she sort of hit on it. The men don't have any role models. Nobody teaches them anything anymore, and they're basically lost. In fact, I think I saw recently that boys are actually turning to ChatGP to sort of find out about dating because they really don't understand. So if they have no role model, nobody to really talk to them about how to date or do anything. I don't think Andrew Tate's a great example, but I have to turn to someone like Jordan Peterson, who obviously is a psychologist. He understands the psychology of boys and men and what they need and want. And I think that those ideas are not bad things. I also think women underestimate how hard it is. Here's an example. Women, the majority of women, say you go to a dating app, the majority of women find most men undateable. In the past, young men might have been able to find somebody. Most women wanted a husband. Nowadays, women don't need a husband, right? They can, which is good. They can make their own money. They don't need that. But at the same time, men feel that they don't really have a place. And women more and more, especially the younger women, are expecting men, like, they find the men undateable. And you're like, well, how are the men undateable? Well, it turns out, you know, most women want a man 6 feet and up. Most women want a man who makes money or has a job. All of those things are getting more and more difficult for men. And I think those men who have say you have just a regular job and you're 5'8", those men tell me, you know, it's really hard for them. I've talked to men who look fabulous, they're great guys and everything, and it's still hard for them to get a date if they're short. So I think women's standards somehow have increased. And at the same time, the guys' level of education, those other things that they want have decreased. So there's sort of a mismatch. I think that seems to be picking up as the men get older, they do become more desirable, which is not great because, you know, the men get older and they date down into the 20s and 30s. But I think that dynamic kind of changes because I talk to older women who sort of have the same problem. They always say, like, older men don't really want me because I'm older. So I think there's sort of a mismatch. But I also, why do men, I mean, I think they turn to those men because they're looking for some kind of help. And they're not going to get it from reading about how to be a nice guy.
See, this is why I respect Dr. Helen Smith. She didn't pull this stuff from thin air. She didn't throw darts at Twitter posts. She did the work. She talked to the men. She talked to the women. She collected the data. She followed the trail. This ain't misogyny. It's just facts. And it's the same stuff Marshall said in his video, just with a lab coat and a library card. Let's be real. Women are doing the most while offering the least. And if you're a young guy out here trying to swim in shark-infested waters, Of course, you're going to follow the dudes who've made it out with both legs, which brings us to this.
Yeah. Okay. Instagram, Isabel Mariana. I notice she's on Instagram. I notice that many men look for relationships with women overseas where masculinity is still valued, as I'm sure also a green card might be. But anyway, rather than date people in the United States. Have you seen this?
They have a name for it. I forget what it is, but it's like passport bros, they call them. So these passport bros do, you know, they want to find, go overseas and find a woman because they say they're more feminine. That doesn't always work out so well. Some of the men, you know, they go over, they get the women come back here and they can still have the same issues. But I do think it goes to the issue of respect. I think American men do not feel respected. That is the one thing in my book that I found out and that I'm talking to men about now. The biggest thing they talk about is respect, that they do not feel respected by American women. And I think they're even in their mind, whether true or not, they feel that these women overseas do respect them and feel that I think it's important for men to show that, you know, that they are masculine. And I think that they want somebody who isn't going to think that that's toxic. So
this part, pure gold. Men want respect. Women want love. Men will work themselves into the dirt if they feel appreciated. But if that appreciation is replaced with entitlement and criticism, they're gone. Ever heard of Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eggerichs? He breaks it down. No respect equals man checks out. No love equals woman flips out. And the cycle never ends. In red pill terms, it's simple. Men are judged by their competence. Women are judged by their beauty. Men want to be admired. Women want to be adored. But today, the expectations are delusional. Men aren't being told to be high value. They're being told to be superhuman. Meanwhile, the average guy can't even get a hey back on Tinder. So yeah, get your passports. Go where you're respected. Go where your value matters.
You titled the final chapter of your book, Fighting Back, Going Galled, or Both. What are some of the solutions and suggestions for changing the culture so that men don't miss out on opportunities to thrive in education, lead productive lives and fulfilling lives that include family, and so that the rest of us don't miss out on their contributions and company?
Well, I think your last question, the last question sort of hit on it. I think having respect for men, I think having that respect shows that you appreciate those things that they do. You don't set men up for failure. For example, you know, even as a young boy, we want to set men up for success just like we do women. And I think we've thought so much about what women need and what women, you know, and, you know, for good reason, because before women were, you know, needed those things. But I think now we're seeing that boys also, we need to sort of get that back to the middle. So I think young boys having those role models so that it doesn't become Andrew Tate, it becomes maybe a male role model, whether that be a teacher. So I think we need to respect more men who go into the field, not see them as perverts, but, you know, ask them, you know, how do we make education and those sorts of teaching and that kind of thing attractive to men? And I think just understanding men and listening. I think we don't do a good job of listening because women, many times when I talk to women, they talk about themselves or what they need, but they don't stop and think about what men need sometimes. And I think that we also need to look at these schools from colleges to, you know, the elementary schools. They are very feminized. We do not have a classroom that is really made up for boys. The classrooms and an active girl either. But if somebody is very active, so many boys now are put on, you know, Ritalin or other medications for ADHD because they can't sit still. But that's just sometimes called a regular boy. And it isn't always the case the child needs to be medicated. So I think we really need to get back to, hey, boys are people too. They're human beings. And how do we make the school systems and the culture positive for both sexes? Because we're all missing out. Believe me, I talk to women too, and I hear more complaints from women. Women aren't happy. You look at the data and you see that women aren't happy with this dating situation. They want a guy. And I think because everybody's so afraid, it leaves such great women out in the cold too. I see great women every day saying like, why, you know, why isn't there a guy out there for me? And that's a shame, because I think that we've alienated so many men in the culture that the men just, I think that a lot of them just given up. And I think also look outside the box. If you're looking for a man, don't, I think that 6 foot man making a certain amount of money, there's other people out there. And sometimes you have to kind of look past
superficial qualities.
Yes.
All right. Cue the food for thought music. When Dr. Smith uses words like culture and system, she's not being poetic. That's code for this thing is hardwired. We're not talking about a few bad dates. We're talking about an ecosystem where the deck is stacked, where men are only valued when they're being used. This is why men are checking out. And guess what? Checking out is the solution. It's not weakness. It's not failure. It's strategy. It's the art of walking away. Why keep applying for a job that only pays in stress and blame? Why keep chasing validation from someone who doesn't even bring peace? You can't win when the rules only apply to you. So instead of begging for a seat at the table, men are flipping the table and walking out. Here's the uncomfortable truth that no one wants to admit. Sometimes peace isn't found in trying harder. It's found in not trying at all. Let that one marinate. Management, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.